Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. A 15% trade deal between the EU and the U.S. ahead of what would have been a 30% tariff if not reached before Friday.
I think we both wanted to make a deal. You know, you said something that is very important. It's going to bring us closer together. I think this deal will bring us very close together, actually. Sort of. It's a partnership in a sense.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
It's 15% tariffs across the board, all inclusive.
WWJ's Jeff Gilbert has more on the potential impact to the auto industry.
More than a fifth of vehicles exported from Europe come to the U.S. About 9% of vehicles exported from the U.S. go to Europe. Many of those are made at Mercedes and BMW plants in the South. Still unclear how much even the lower tariffs could add to the cost of vehicles over the long term.
Prosecutors will pursue terrorism charges against a knife-wielding man at a northern Michigan Walmart. 11 people were stabbed, all of whom are expected to survive. CBS's Lana Zak is there.
Cell phone video shows witnesses confronting the suspect.
Throw the knife that way!
One with a gun drawn as others tend to the victims of a stabbing attack inside a Walmart in Traverse City, Michigan on Saturday.
Everyone that came to try to stop him or tackle him, he started slashing.
42-year-old Bradford Gilley was taken into custody within minutes, according to the sheriff's office.
Mr. Gilley's history shows prior assaultive incidents as well as controlled substance violations. A motive has not yet been determined.
Airdrops resume in Gaza. It comes after Israel paused some fighting so that limited aid can get into Gaza for those who remain starving. Israel says the pause would begin every day at 10 a.m. local time and continue until further notice. A little rain in Cooperstown, New York did not spoil the day for the nearly 30,000 fans on hand to celebrate baseball's finest.
Five men achieved baseball immortality as the class of 2025 was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Among those enshrined, Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner, Dave Parker, Dick Allen, and longtime Yankee starter CC Sabathia.
Thank you to the baseball writers. Thank you to the fans out there. And thank you most of all to the great players sitting behind me. I am so proud and humbled to join you as a Hall of Famer. Even Ichiro, who stole my Rookie of the Year award in 2001.
Sabathia, Suzuki, and Wagner were elected by the baseball writers, Allen and Parker, both posthumously by the Classic Baseball Era Committee. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
81-year-old George Lucas makes his first appearance at Comic-Con in San Diego. This is CBS News.
Are you looking to hire? ZipRecruiter finds the best candidate for your job fast. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us. As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s.
Right now, it's 82.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome to Unlabeled. Let's take a listen down memory lane like your 90s mixtape is played in those headphones. Time for Tape 29, a true mix of jam and groove. Coming up, we'll hang out with Eagle Eye Cherry, Jill Sobule, Alanis Morissette, and David Bowie. First, a track that was a hit for Ellensburg, Washington's own from 1992, Screamin' Trees, with Nearly Lost You on WFHR's Unlabeled.
Like the one you knew before.
why I wish it were some. So take this wine and drink with me. Let's delay our misery. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. Say tonight, fight the break of dawn. Come tomorrow, tomorrow I'll be gone. There's a log on the fire and it burns like me for you. Tomorrow comes with one desire, to take me away from the truth. It ain't easy to say goodbye. Darling, please don't stop to cry. Cause girl, you know I've got to go. Oh, and Lord, I wish it wasn't so. Say tonight, break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone, say tonight. And fight the break of dawn, come tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be gone.
For Paige and Plover from February of 1996, Dishwalla is counting blue cars. Only blue. Coming up, we got Alanis Morissette, Erykah Badu, and David Bowie. Now a chance to pay tribute to a recently lost creative. Jill Sobel passed away a couple of weeks ago. We wanted to honor a great voice and mind with her hit from 1995. Here's I Kissed a Girl on 97.5 FM WFHR.
And told me about Fred. He's such a hairy behemoth, she said. Dumb as a box of hammers, but he's such a handsome guy. And I opened up and I told her about Larry. And yesterday how he asked me to marry. And I'm not giving him an answer yet. I think I can do better. So we laughed, compared notes. We had a drink, we had a smoke. She took off her overcoat. I kissed a girl. I kissed a girl. She called home to say she'd be late. He said he worried, but now he feels safe. I'm glad you're with your girlfriend. Tell her hi for me. And then I looked at you, you had guilt in your eyes, but it only lasted a little while. And then I felt your hand above my knee. And we laughed at the world. They can have their diamonds, and we'll have our pearls. I kissed a girl.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm broke, but I'm happy. I'm poor, but I'm kind. I'm short, but I'm healthy. I'm lost, but I'm hopeful, baby.
artist. I'm green, but I'm wise. I'm hard, but I'm friendly, baby. I'm sad, but I'm laughing. I'm brave, but I'm chicken sh. I'm sick, but I'm pretty.
From 97, the complete original Erykah Badu, keeping us going on and on. On the way, we got more Chiba, a request from Seth from the band Air, and some David Bowie. Now a fantastic band from across the pond. From 94, the brand new Heavies with Dream On Dreamer. On 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled.
Thank you.
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. President Trump calls it a massive deal. The U.S. and the EU have reached a trade deal of 15% tariffs after high-stakes meetings in Scotland. As our Aaron Navarro reports, Trump is happy about what else it entails.
The European Union will also purchase $750 billion worth of U.S. energy and invest $600 billion into projects in the United States.
The Israeli military is pausing fighting in three populated areas of Gaza for 10 hours a day to allow humanitarian aid to enter the territory. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Hamas is the reason aid is not reaching the people of Gaza.
Israel is presented as though we are applying a campaign of starvation in Gaza. What a bold-faced lie.
Michigan authorities say they're seeking to file terror charges and 11 charges of assault with intent to murder against a 42-year-old man accused of carrying out a knife attack at a Walmart. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s.
Right now, it's 87.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a poker face. Deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Children learn to live with everything.
The stars, the stars, the stars.
Great track requested by a great guy. He also requested that I say that. I'm kidding. Seth requests their Air with Kelly Watches the Stars. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Get me your requests. Anything released in the 90s, we'll play it. Email me, DM us on Facebook, Smoke Signals, Morse code. Just get us those requests. We want to play the music you want to hear. We leave you with one of my favorites from one of the most accomplished artists of our lifetime. Taken from his 22nd studio album from 1999's Hours, here's David Bowie and Thursday's Child. Be good to each other. We'll meet you here for the next tape of Unlabeled on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
So hard, doing my best with what I have.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. and EU have reached a trade deal of a 15% tariff across the board. As our Weijia Jiang reports from there, it comes just days shy of a White House deadline to enact tariffs.
The deal comes ahead of Friday's deadline when 30% tariffs were scheduled to be imposed on imports from the EU.
The Israeli military began a limited pause to give the United Nations and other aid agencies secure land routes to tackle a deepening hunger crisis. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
We'll continue to fight till we achieve the release of our hostages and the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities. They shall be there no more.
Michigan authorities are seeking to file terrorism charges against a 42-year-old man accused of carrying out a knife attack at a Walmart. 11 people were hit, though all are expected to be okay. Police say he used a folding knife with a 3.5-inch blade. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low 70s. Becoming sunny and hot for Monday. Heat index pushes into the upper 90s. Monday night, a low around 69, chance of a storm. For Tuesday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs in the mid-80s.
It's 79 degrees right now.
Old Dutch potato chips. Old Dutch, the snappy chips. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy. Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the crispiest. Old Dutch, the tastiest. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy. Old Dutch potato chips.
Welcome to Masters of Mystery, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods and recorded before a live audience.
Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, the snappy chips. Crispy, crunchy, light and snappy. Old Dutch potato chips.
Fans of perilous mysteries and chilling thrillers gathered together in the mystery room at Lucky's 13 Pub in lovely downtown Mendota, Minnesota.